Good morning, everyone. Today is the 9th of August, Sunday morning, 2020. And we're told in Scripture, Song of Solomon, chapter 4, "Thou art all fair. My love, there is no spot in thee. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. We are all as an unclean thing, and our unrighteousness as filthy rags." I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Well, that's the state of all of us. But in Christ, and because of His work in us, there has been a change. We read, "We are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The King's daughter is all glorious within, perfect through my comeliness which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. These are they which have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blemish. Ye are complete in Him." I've just read from Song of Solomon 4:7, Isaiah 1:5-6, Isaiah 64:6, Romans 7:18, 1 Corinthians 6:11, Psalm 45:11. Ezekiel 16:14, Psalm 90:17, Revelation 7:14, Ephesians 5:27, and Colossians 2:10. The only righteousness that we can proclaim is the righteousness of God. Because of His work. You know, I've been called a lot of things. I've been called a heretic, an antichrist, a devil, a liberal, all kinds of things. But you know, the only righteousness I can claim is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And so when people label you with all of these names and they start into the ad hominem attacks, all you can do is you can fight or take flight, and generally it's my option to take flight rather than to get in endless disputations and conflict. Because Jesus Christ said it is finished. Our rest has to be in Jesus Christ. We're never going to agree on everything. We're never going to interpret scriptures exactly the same way. But we do have the Holy Spirit of God if we're one of His. I recently had a renter who moved out of one of my properties, and he was a thief. He stole all of my heaters. He tore the place up. He left it in shambles. And when I tried to hold him accountable, he started throwing out the F-bomb. You know, there are people out there who actually believe that they're little gods. They can do whatever they want to, and they're not accountable to God. We are accountable to God. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. We're in the bride of Christ. We are going to stand for the truth, and we're going to stand for the teachings of Christ, regardless of what they call us. I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this is also as vexation of spirit, for in much wisdom is much grief. And he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I gathered me also silver and gold. Then I looked on all and said, behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. If anyone thirst, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He satisfieth the hungry soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. We have no continuing city. We seek one to come. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. How can you feel at home in this world when you go to the grocery store and everybody there's wearing a mask but you? How can you feel at home? Well, take heed, be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. Be still and know that I am God. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Isaiah 7:4, Psalm 46:10. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He that believeth shall not make haste. Psalm 4:4, Psalm 37:7, Psalm 112:7 and 8, and Isaiah 28:6. There are many that are trying to demand of God something that God does not. owe to his creation. Man tries to put himself on the throne. I will arise and be his God. God owes me rights. God owes me happiness. God owes me life. No. God owes you nothing. Purify your hands, you double-minded. God owes his creatures nothing. God is not dependent upon his creatures' demands. God does not owe you life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. He owes you none of those things. There are many that are proclaiming that. There are many proclaiming the Masonic, Jesuit, Roman Catholic doctrine of that rights come from God, inalienable rights. No. We have no rights apart from the liberty that elect have in Christ. The elect have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that gets back to the reality of the fact that people want to deny the fact that, but it's a fact that God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. But he's not speaking of the world, all men without exception, because he makes a condition right there in John 3:16 that whosoever believeth on him. And who are the whosoever's that believe on him? Who are they? Those who are blood bought. Those for whom Christ died. Those for whom Christ shed his precious blood for. Those for whom Christ bore their sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And the only hope we have is in mercy, not in demanding of God that he give us anything. You know, sometime you need to look up the word inalienable. Inalienable rights. And you'll get some possibly, you'll get some understanding of the error of Thomas Jefferson in his writings. You'll get some understanding. Inalienable, not capable of being taken away or denied, not transferable to another. That's only attributable to God's elect. God will never take away our inheritance, which is given to us, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. But as it relates to all men without exception, they do not have inalienable rights. What rights they have can be taken away or denied by God at any time that he chooses. But God has given us promises as his people that he would never, ever leave us or forsake us. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. That he has not given us temporary life, but he's given us eternal life. But he has not given eternal life to all men without exception. And that's why the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is a universal document. It reeks of Roman Catholic influence and Jesuit influence and Masonic influence. The right to liberty, the pursuit of happiness. A lot of people say, well, God reigns on the just and the unjust. That's reign. Okay? But that's not inalienable rights. Reign is not inalienable rights. God chooses when it rains. You don't demand that God send rain and God immediately has to send the rain. You don't demand God grant you justice. You don't demand that God grant you mercy. God does not have to do anything other than honor his Father in heaven. He prays, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Forgive those who trespass against us. We are to forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Not man. Man has no power to demand of God anything. God is not dependent on his creatures. He's independent of his creatures. And God owes man nothing. God owes man nothing. But he has a covenant, an everlasting covenant, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He was slain from the foundation of the world. We're not under the covenant of works. We're under the covenant of grace if we're one of his people. And we have been given a very, very special blessing. The blessing of being blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You've been given an inheritance undefiled, reserved in heaven, for you are kept by the power of God. All men have not been given faith. Scripture tells us, all men have not faith. All men have not faith. And so we have to remind ourselves that we're living in a fallen world of depraved creatures, of which the lion's share majority are reprobate. That's why you have all of these people running around, not giving honor and glory to God, not exalting God, not reverencing God, not fearing God, and demanding of God what he has to do. Well, I hope this morning that you're one of those who has been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places and have liberty only in Christ. You know, my hope is only in Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath His covenant, His blood, supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Well, I hope this message has shown the stark distinction between the relationship that God has with the bride and the relationship that is non-existent with the reprobate. He set them in slippery places. He's created the wicked for the day of evil. And they can demand their rights. They can go in the streets. They can burn down buildings. They can break out glass. They can destroy businesses. The powers that be can try to make slaves out of the Gentiles. I think the fullness of the Gentiles has come. Romans 11, read it. But we have an unction from the Holy One, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He says that He will make a way for us through the wilderness. Good Lord be with you this morning. It's my prayer. God bless.